this thing on? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So great to be in the house of the Lord. But you know what? I'm thankful God's here. Amen. Hallelujah. And talk about cornbread. I hated it when I was a kid. But I sure love my mama's biscuits. Amen. But somewhere along the line, I come to love cornbread. Yes, sir. My mama could cook cabbage. It smell would fill the whole house. I said, I'd be so hungry. And I'd fill my plate up with that cabbage, take one bite, and I'd chew, and I'd chew, and I'd chew, and I couldn't swallow. I'd have to go spit it out. Couldn't eat it. You better not set it before me now. Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless each and every one. Thank you for having me here once again. And I hope that I can be a small blessing to someone here today. But I know somebody that can bless you mightily. And that's our God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know some of you done been touched, but I know some of you hadn't got what you need yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated for just a moment. I want to just, can I take my time just a little bit here? I came with so much on my heart and mind, and I tried my best to put it all on a piece of paper and wad it up, throw it in a trash can. Amen. And I said, God, you're going to have to help me get everything across. And I said, I don't want to preach from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. But I want to touch somebody here with God's word today. Amen. And I want God's word will not return void. Amen. And I want you to know, amen, that we are serving a God, nothing too small, it's already been said, nothing too finite, nothing too great. Amen. Praise God. And if you think that you have something God can't deal with in your life, you're wrong. I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. Amen. Praise God. I have been in a good portion of this world and then blessed with it. Some of it by Uncle Sam's blessing. But, you know, I've seen some terrible things. Probably one of the most worst things I ever seen in life, I went to a leper colony. I've seen some children, adults in pitiful, pitiful shape. And I thought about what God said, that some people's sins are like leprosy.
Yes.
Man. And I just, it's such a terrible thing to watch somebody, and I don't know any other way to put it, rot away. Amen. But according to the word of God, the God I serve, the God I know, he heals leprosy.
Yes, he does.
Amen. He forgives sin.
Amen.
And if you're stained by sin, his blood will wash you white as snow.
Amen.
Amen. That's the God I know. That's the God I serve. That's the God I feel here in this place this morning. Praise God. And I might make a mistake and say tonight, but you know what time of the day it is. Amen. I might be a little mixed up, but don't worry about it. God's not mixed up. You worship God. I want to drop just a little bit of something for you here. And I hope no one is offended by it because, you know, it's kind of something God placed on my heart and he asked me to share it.
Amen.
I want you to stop asking God to guide your footsteps when you're not moving your feet.
Amen. Come on.
You think about that. You need to stop asking God to guide your footsteps when you're not moving your feet.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God's not going to pick you up and just manually walk you around like a puppet. Amen. He didn't design you to be a puppet. He designed you to be a child of the King. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Follow him. Amen. Measure your footsteps by the Lord's footsteps. Hallelujah. Thank God you got a pastor. Amen. That'll stand before the congregation, before church starts, and pray with them and pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. That don't happen in every church. Amen. It doesn't happen with every congregation. You know what that tells me? There's a man that loves you. Amen. There's a man that loves serving God. That's a man that wants God, amen, to touch people and save people. Amen. And just bless their homes, bless their families. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless their city. Praise God. That don't happen everywhere. And it's not in every church. Amen. And I'm not going through that avenue, but I'm just saying you're blessed. Amen. And I'm blessed to be here this morning. And I thank you for allowing me to be here. Amen. And I sometimes try to wiggle out of it. Amen. You're talking about that 79-year-old man? August, I'll be 78. And I said, my goodness, I can't believe I'm that old. I look in the mirror, and I say, yeah, you're getting old. Amen. But what I have in my heart is just as young and fresh as it was the night I prayed through. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Talking about God healing. Amen. My pastor prayed for me one time. We were tearing down our old building. We'd build a new one. And we were going to use some of that lumber to build a parsonage. And it was kind of foggy and misty and damp like it can be on an old South Louisiana day. And I started getting sore throat. And I had a rough time when I came back from overseas with strep throat and tonsillitis. They wanted to put me in the hospital and do things. They told me, said, if you don't get them taken care of, you're going to have heart problems when you're older. I will be 79, like I said, and I don't have heart problems. Amen. I don't even have a stent. I think I've got about 30 or 35% blockage. That ain't nothing. It don't stop me from eating fried taters and pork chops and all that kind of stuff. Amen. But he was working on one side of the building, I'm working on the other. I called him. I said, Brother Washington, you need to pray for me. I'm the only one that showed up for the work day anyway, and him. And I said, you're going to have to pray for me. If you don't, I'm going to have to go to the house. I got to get out of this damn weather. To this day, I cannot remember what he said. But I remember him laying hands on me and praying for me. He went on his side of the church and went back to work. I went on my side and went back to work. Somewhere down the line of a long space of time, it dawned on me I never got strep throat or tonsillitis. I've had it, never had it since. That happened in 1970, by the way. So it's had time for the devil to do his thing, and he don't have no power. I want you to know the devil don't have no power. Amen. Amen. He does not have any power. Amen. God is all power. Amen. And he's the rock that I have built my salvation upon and my belief and my faith. Amen. Praise God. And it is a solid rock. Amen. It is a firm foundation. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you would stand with me for a moment. And I have probably too much reading, but I'm going to have to do this. I want you to really kind of get a picture. I want to go to Numbers chapter 13. And I think I'm going to begin with the first two verses, and I'm going to just let you sit down after that. But I want you to think about the Word of God, what it means, His direction. Amen. And this Word abides forever. Amen. What it, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not His Word. Amen. Praise God. Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I gave unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. We need rulers or leaders. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Brother, would you pray?
Lord, we thank you for thank the holy you, word that you've given today. I praise you for the opportunity to come to your house. Amen. Lord, would you fulfill that in our lives? Use us, and Lord, let your spirit speak to us.
Amen.
We praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Everyone say amen. Amen. You may be seated. And I think that I would title this, if you want to call it a title, God's blessings are not a curse.
Right. Amen.
Amen. God's blessings are not a curse. God promised Israel the promised land. So when it got time, God felt like they had wandered in the wilderness long enough. Said, Moses, you gather a man of every tribe. And you know the story so well. Amen. And how they went in across the land that God had promised them. He gave them a time frame, 40 days. Verse 17 says, And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, Get you up this way southward and go up unto the mountain. See the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether they be in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be you of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Amen. Praise God. So they had it laid out for them, word by word and step by step, what they were to look for and what they were supposed to find. Amen. And verse 25 says, And when they returned from searching of the land after 40 days, they went and came to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Now here it's going to kind of go downhill just a little bit. But so they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. And that's what God promised them. Amen. Nevertheless, the people is strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Now, Anaks are giants. I'm glad that God promised me a mansion. I'm glad that God went to prepare a place for me, for you and I. Amen. But I'm telling you, when we get there, there ain't going to be no giants. They ain't nothing to hinder us. There's not going to be any walled cities. Amen. God's going to usher us in. But first, we're going to be around that throne, and we're going to be praising Him. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what my greatest desire was when God filled me with the Holy Ghost? Amen. My greatest desire, and still is, I want to see him as he really is.
Amen.
Y'all, excuse me if I get a little bit emotional, but I'm telling you, I want to see him as he really is. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can preach about him being God Almighty. We can preach about him everlasting God. We can preach about all the good things of God. Hallelujah. And all the experiences that we've had for God. But there ain't going to be nothing like seeing him as he really is in all his glory. Amen. All his glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. We won't have to worry about aches and pains. We don't have to worry about being 78 or 9. We don't have to worry about being a young person or whatever. We don't have to worry about wheelchairs and crutches. All we're going to do is see God as he really is in all of his glory, and we will be whole. Amen. Nothing to hinder us from worshiping him. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we get to worshiping God and we get to thinking, oh, my God, I can't hardly raise my hand. Oh, it hurts to clap. Amen. I had trigger finger. I don't know if you know what that is. I had it in both hands. Got to where these two fingers locked down. Couldn't grab nothing. Go to turn it loose, and they'd fire. If it could come open, sometimes I had to pull them open. You know, I can't sing. I can't play a musical instrument. But I can clap. Now all of a sudden, I can't clap. And I said, God, am I going to lose the only thing I can do besides open my mouth? I can't clap anymore. I can't, you know, I want to clap to the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. You know, first time I went to a Pentecostal church, there was a guy sitting next to me, and they had us playing the music. He was over there, boy, he was just keeping time. He had that special rhythm that Pentecostal people have, you know? And I said, Randy, how do you do that? And so he started showing me how to clap. Now, in a Pentecostal church, I mean, Bible says to make a joyful noise, huh? You know, that's fine. That's part of my joy is worshiping God with my hands and my voice. I want to lift it up and lift him up. Amen. But at that time, I was trying to learn how to clap with the rhythm of the music. Praise God. I wanted to move with that flow. I felt something there that I had never felt anywhere else I had ever been. Hallelujah. And when I begin to clap and learn how to clap and get a little rhythm with it, praise God, I still can't do it too good, but I still like to do it. Amen. Sometimes I'm off beat to everybody's beat. Praise God. Amen. But I got my own walk with God too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got your own walk with God. You got your own beat. Praise God. You got your own clap. Praise the Lord. Whatever you can do for God, you do it. Praise God. If you hold it back, God's going to take what he gave you and he'll give it to somebody else, and they'll raise up his name. They'll clap to him. They'll run the aisles, and it won't be you.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want nobody else getting my joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. There's children of giants there. And there's Amalekites that dwell in the land. Amen. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites and the Canaanites. Amen. I'm telling you. The Democratic system was working here. 12 went out, 10 come back with a bad report. I mean, they agreed that there's, you know, but they disagreed too. Amen. But Caleb, bless his heart. Wait a minute, folks. Amen. Wait a minute, folks. I want you to know something. God's blessing are not a curse. Amen. And feet, you keep on moving. praise God. God, you keep on directing. Amen. When I'm down, God, lift me up. Hallelujah. When I'm sick, God, heal me. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. When I don't feel too good, God, help me get to church so I can feel better. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a dear old sister in the church in Midi, Louisiana. Amen. 60 years she never went to a doctor. 60 years. And she had, I said, sister, you ain't never had a headache? She said, I did till I got to church. Amen. When we built our new church, we had concrete floor. We didn't have the money to put carpet down yet. And we'd come in and we'd kneel and pray. She's the first one down, the last one to get up. And she was in her 80s. She made me so ashamed of myself. Made me want to do better. Amen. Now, let's just, 60 years. Amen. Prayed for her husband for 50 years before. And all I ever knew him by was old Uncle Lazine. And he sat on a right there. And he had a tambourine. And his head was always down. And when the music started, Uncle Lazine played tambourine. And that's all I ever knew. You spoke to him, he smiled. He hardly ever said anything at all. And I found out that Aunt Eva had been praying for him for 50 years. I said, Aunt Eva, how come it took so long? She said, well, I really don't know, but when God got a hold to him, he got a hold to him. Uncle Azane said, in his old, low, humble way, he said, I was the chiefest of sinners. But God forgive me. Hallelujah. Until he was on his deathbed and said, couldn't come to church. I never seen him miss a service. Amen. Never known of him to miss a service. God put something in that old gentleman's heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. That put a desire in his heart. Amen. Changed his lifestyle completely. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you talk about a champion for the community. Praise God. Now you talking about a man who showed young men how to live for God through it all. Hallelujah. And he said, don't be like me in my younger days. He said, serve God while you're young. Amen. Put your all in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then you won't have your wife praying for you for 50 years. Amen. Praise God. Not for the way. Yeah, my wife told me, so I probably have to pray for you till you die. No, she really didn't say that. Amen. Praise God. But here's these guys. Old Kayla. He stilled the people. Wait a minute. Can I just ad lib just a little bit? Wait a minute. Hold up now. Brothers and sisters, God's promises are not curses.
That's right.
Now, he didn't say that. I said that. Amen. But what he did say is, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Hallelujah. Overcoming. That means be victorious. Amen. But the men that went up with him said, we're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. They forgot about the God that they served. God that brought them out of Egypt. Put them across on dry land through the Red Sea. Then let the water fall on the Egyptians and drown them. And destroy their enemies. They forgot about the God that provided manna in the wilderness. They forgot about, amen, the water coming from the rock. Amen. How God provided for them. They forgot about how God caused their sandals to grow never wear out. As the children grew, the sandals grew. Amen. The clothes didn't rot off of them. Amen. They didn't have that kind of resources, but God did. Amen. They were in a desert, in a wilderness. It's hot, but God provided a cloud by day. It's cold at night in the desert. It really is. I've been in it. But God provided a fire. Amen. I can't imagine one of the Egyptian generals taking off after the children of God. And they wonder where they at out there when there's a great big dark cloud over there. Amen. And at night when they camped, they could see the glow from the fire. Man, wonder where they are. Amen. But Pharaoh wanted them dead. Amen. But that's God's children. You're God's children. I'm telling you, the devil wants to destroy you. Ain't going to happen. Amen. I read the end of the book. I don't know about you, but I read the end. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what I used to do? When I'd go find me a book I wanted to read, I'd pick it up and I'd read the first 3 or 4 pages. Then I wouldn't get in the middle. I'd get to the end of the book and read, see how it turned out. If I liked it, the way it ended, I'd buy it. Then I'd read the whole story. Amen. If I didn't like it, I didn't buy it. Now, that's kind of weird. You ain't getting no broad spectrum like that. You know how it begins and you know how it ends, but you don't really know what happened in all between if you don't buy the book and read all of it. Right. Amen. Praise God. Now, of course, I've covered this many times. I learn something every time I go into it. How did I miss this the first time? How did I miss it the second time? How did I miss it the third time? It's God's word.
Amen.
Amen. And it's fresh and new every time you read it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Evil report coming out of the land that God promised them. Amen. He didn't say, go over there. It's going to be a curse. You're going to struggle. You can't. You're going to go just like you did in Egypt. You're going to be a servant. No, sir. He gave that land to them. Amen. He said, flowing with milk and honey. Praise God. Two men. Actually, it's not really true. All of them came back with a good report. The only problem is, 10 of them says, mm-mm. That's true. This land's flowing milk and honey. But man, those walled cities. Ooh, those giants. Amen. We're grasshoppers in their sight. I'd hate to be compared to a grasshopper. Amen. Somebody, a bug that somebody steps on when they're walking through the grass. Amen. Or little kids catch them and feed them to the fish or the ducks. You know, I'd hate to be a grasshopper. I don't even want to be compared to a grasshopper. I want to be looked at as God's son. Hallelujah. One of his boys. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen, the crowd, the people even turn negative. If you just read on just a little bit further, amen. Oh, we need to elect us somebody that'll lead us back to Egypt. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Now, you can actually use this if you want to, Brother Zach. I think it would preach with a little bit of work and prayer. That negative report of looking at, thinking they're grasshoppers, caused them to stay 40 more years and die on the wrong side of the river.
That's right.
Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you, I can't wait 40 years. If I waited 40 years right now, I'd be 118 years old. I ain't going to be no 118 years old. I don't think I would be. Man, I don't know anybody that lived 118. I don't know if I want to break a record and live 118. Man. I'm going to tell you, you better be careful what you ask for. We would if we had died in Egypt. God said, what you ask for is what you're going to get. Except if you ain't going to do it in Egypt, you're going to do it in the wilderness. Amen. 40 years. Hey, it wasn't that they stayed there and got sick and died. Some of them got to fight their enemies, and the enemies destroyed them. I want to tell you something. Amen. God is going to fight my battles. Hallelujah. And that's why I know I'm going to win. And again, I read the end of the book. Be careful what you ask God for. You might get it. Amen. The children of Israel surely got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Church, we're able to overcome. Remember, God's blessings are not a curse. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's fast forward a little bit. You know, we all, unfortunately, I don't know whether I call that human nature. I'm not smart enough for all that. But for my sake, my limitations, let's say human nature causes us to look for excuses for things that we do that we shouldn't do, or that we do, or don't do that we should do, however you want to word it. Amen. But, you know, the 10 said, oh, there's giants. Can't do it. Caleb said, now, wait a minute. We're well able.
Well able.
Amen. We're well able to possess the land. Amen. He didn't even mention the giants. He said, we're well able to possess the land.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to 2 Corinthians for just a moment. If this man had an excuse to fall by the wayside, it was Paul. You know how Paul suffered for the gospel's sake in the church. Someone had an excuse to quit, Paul probably comes as close as anybody. But I think somewhere in there it says, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I think Paul was totally sold out. I think Paul was not a quitter. I think he wanted every promise, every blessing that God had for him, no matter the cost. Amen. And if you think your life is on rocky road, you keep leaving God out of it and see where it gets you. No matter the suffering, let me tell you, it's all worth it.
Amen.
Amen.
It is.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. He says, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Ain't no excuse for who you are. Amen. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool, I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequent, in death oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I was suffered shipwreck, and a night and a day I have been in the deep, and in journeyings often, in the pearls of water, pearls of robbers, and pearls of mine own countrymen, and pearls by the by the heathen, and the pearls of the city, and in the wilderness, and pearls in the sea, and pearls among false brethren. He'd been through it all. Amen. Still he loved people. Still he wanted to preach. Still he wanted to establish churches. Still he wanted to make missionary journeys. Amen. In weariness and painfulness and watching often and hunger and thirst and fasting often and cold and nakedness. Beside these things or without that which cometh on for me daily, the care of the churches. Think about that. What a burden. What a man of God. Amen. So if somebody had an excuse, I believe Paul had an excuse. I mean, I don't really believe there is an excuse for not serving God. Really and truly.
No excuse.
Amen. I've known people, parents whose children get the Holy Ghost, instead of encouraging them and bringing them to church, they try to alienate them from the church, pull them away from it. Amen. When I received the Holy Ghost, I couldn't wait to tell my folks. And I went and told a great uncle of mine, that we called him Pappy. I said, Pappy, I got the Holy Ghost. He said, you going over to that church across the creek? I said, yes, sir. This is the words that came out of his mouth. They will crucify you. Not so. Man, they took me under their wing. Amen. In the revival that I got the Holy Ghost in, I think it was 32 or 35 young people received the Holy Ghost. Guess who was first? Me. Now, I wasn't the first when it first, I was one of the first ones in the altar. I didn't really get the Holy Ghost. The revival didn't start. But when I got the Holy Ghost, Brother Willis said, we got to have a revival. Amen. And I'm a guy who had just come back from overseas and promised God all kind of things. When I got there, I forgot about those promises. And we do that sometimes. Amen. But we have a forgiving Father. We have a God that loves us. Amen. He didn't come to destroy us. I come to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. He paid the ultimate price. Amen. I can still, when I close my eyes, I can still see a cross. I can see three. And I can see that blood dripping on the ground. I can see the head. I can see the crown of thorns. Amen. I went into an area, and I think Mahala might have been with me. We went into a tomb that they had reconstructed as the tomb of Jesus. Had a folded cloth over there on where they supposedly had laid him. And they closed that tomb up. It's dark in there now, I'm telling you. And we sing a song. But there's one thing that lady said. Now, in church for years, for some reason I missed this down the road, don't know how, but she said, you see that napkin laying right there, it's folded. He said, that means he's coming back. There's a tradition in Israel that when the man of the house gets interrupted his meal with his guests, if there's a knock on the door and he just throws that napkin down and goes and answers the door, it's over. Go on, get up. He ain't coming back to the table. But if he folds that napkin and puts it down on that table, y'all just hold on. He's coming back. Amen. Jesus is coming back. Oh, wait a minute. There's giants in the land. Amen. There's walled cities. My Savior is alive.
He's alive.
And he's alive forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Hang in there. If Paul went through it, you can go through it. He's human just like you and I.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. God's blessings are not a curse. Praise God. They are a blessing, just what it implies. Praise God. God is looking out for you and I. It may not feel like it at the time. His time frame is not your time frame. But you just hang on a little bit longer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the end, you will be victorious. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will be victorious. You've got to remain faithful. You've got to keep worshiping. You've got to keep serving him. You've got to find that closet of prayer and lock yourself somewhere in that closet. Get away from everybody. Amen. And you invite God in there and you keep talking to him. And you say, God, I'm alone, God. Come around and put your arms around me, God. Lift me up out of this mess that I've got myself into.
Hallelujah. Yes.
He didn't put you there, you did.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Our lifestyle sometimes puts us in the biggest mess we've ever seen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
I'm telling you. Amen. I made a mess out of my life, but God, praise God, God came on the scene. He touched my heart, touched my life. The man today that invited me to the church and helped pray me through to the Holy Ghost is backslid. I seen him one day standing outside of the end of his road to his house, and I stopped. And I said, "Brother, you going to church?" "Nah, I'm better off." "How's that?" "Well, Paul didn't offer excuses." Mm-mm. He told you what happened to you, not so you feel sorry for him. Amen. Praise God. But he said, "I want to tell you something." Praise God. You can make it. How do you know? "Because I read the end of the book." Praise God. I read the end of the story of Paul's life. Amen. What did he say? He said, "I fought a good fight." I can't help but think sometimes I furnished a head for somebody to beat on. I had a friend one time. A guy had him down, beating him up. He was on the floor. I mean, he looked over at me and he grinned. He said, "I'm beating him up, ain't I?" No, he was getting beat up. He didn't have sense enough to know it. But I knew the world was working me over, and I wanted out. And I found an escape route. I found Jesus. Hallelujah. He invited me to church, and God filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, I hadn't looked back since. Amen. It has been a marvelous walk. Did you ever have troubles? Yes, I had troubles. I've had tears. I've had heartaches. But I've got victory. Amen. I've got Jesus Christ on my side. I got him fighting my battles. I got him winning for me. Praise God. Sometimes all I could do was stand. And praise God, I just stood. And I watched the glory of God in my life.
Amen.
Amen. July the 31st. 2008 was one of the worst days of my life. At 2:00 in the afternoon, my wife took her last breath on this earth. A lady, sometimes your friends don't think about what they're saying. She come to me. She said, "Brother Eddie, you're not mad at God?" "No." "Mm-mm." "What do you mean?" I said, "And at first I said, what do you mean?" She said, "Look, you're working home mission church. You're struggling. You're doing everything you can to live for God, and God took her." "Yep, he did. But I'm not mad at God. It's hard. But I got victory."
Amen.
Amen. "I still got the Holy Ghost."
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Devil tried to defeat me even through that. Someone who should have been a sister, should have been lifting me up, trying to discourage me. Man. I'm not boasting, but I don't think, brother, you can discourage me from not serving God. Man. I humbly say this. It is but for the glory of God, not me, but God and his power with the Holy Ghost. It's already been said, Acts 1 and 8, you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I'm going to tell you, there's not nothing you can't do without God.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Several years ago, I don't know who wrote it, there was a song came out, I Can't Walk Without God, Can't Talk Without God. I don't remember all the lyrics, but I've said that in my head. I didn't sing it because I didn't want to run nobody off. I just said it in my head. Yeah. And I can't. I can't do anything without my God. Praise God. And I don't know any of you and how strong you are, but I promise you, you can't make it without God. And every one of you that are sitting in here, this man, and every Holy Ghost-filled person that is in here, if you are not, if you do not have the Holy Ghost, we want you to have it. Yes. Amen. Because you can't make it without it. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I think it's in, I probably should have read that. And I know I can, hold on a second. I got a marker here. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now here comes the good part. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only. Think about this. Amen. But unto all. Everyone say all. Praise God. To all them also that love his appearing. I'm looking for it. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said, well, when's he coming? I don't know. Angels in heaven don't even know. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to drop back a little bit. Now, I run you several generations forward. I'm going to drop back a little bit of generation, just a little bit. I'm trying to wrap this up. I'm trying, hopefully, give you some. I want you to have hope. I want you to reach out and get a hold of the horns of the altar. I want you to cry out to God. You see, God knows you exactly where you're at. What you are, inside and out. Amen. God knows your heart. Right. You don't, but he does.
He does.
Amen. You might think you know your heart, but according to the word of God, it's deceitfully wicked, and no man knoweth it. Amen. But I want to turn to 2 Samuel. Chapter 6. And I think I can bind it here with another marker. I want to talk about David for just a moment. Now, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. But I'm going to tell you something. David had his ups and his downs, and he was human just like you and I. He had his shortcomings, brother. Amen. He done things that he should not have done. No doubt some of us have done things we should not have done. But I'm going to tell you, we're all born in sin, and we're all shaken in iniquity. Amen. We all got to come to repentance. We all got to confess our sins. Amen. David, I think the reason that he was a man after God's own heart is for this. Now, if I'm wrong, you can correct me. That's okay. But I don't want to mislead nobody. I think it's because David had a repentant spirit and heart. God could touch him, he could reach him, and David was sorry for the things that he done wrong. Amen. When Samuel went before David and told him some of the things he'd done, and he looked at him, he said, David, thou art that man. What did David do? Don the sackcloth, fast, pray, repented. Amen. He done something bad. And he asked God for forgiveness. Many times, if you read through Psalms, how David depended upon God to protect him and keep him and lead him and guide him. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Don't ever feel like that you're so unworthy that you can't call upon our God. Amen. Amen. My Bible tells me he is just to forgive.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You can call on his name at any time. He does not sleep and slumber. He does not wear earplugs. Amen. He will hear your cry.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Chapter 6. Verse 12. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom unto the city of David with gladness. What in the world? David said, oh man, look, God is blessing that man. I want these blessings for the children of Israel. And he says, I'm going to bring it to our city where I rule, that God may bless the whole nation, not just the house of Obed-Edom. Amen. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Amen. Praise God. And David was girded with the linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And the ark of the Lord came into the city of David. And of course, we know that David's wife seen him. And she chastised David, mocked him, made fun of him, told him what a fool he was. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I didn't stop David for dancing.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord was with Israel. Praise God. It was coming back. The ark was coming back where it belonged. It had been gone too long. Amen. Let me tell you, if you went one day without God's Spirit in you, without the Holy Ghost, that's one day too long. You need God now. Praise God. And if you don't have him now, now's the time to get him. Hallelujah. He's here and he's available. He said, here I am. I died for you. I shed my blood for you. I rose again so that you can live. Praise God. I want you to know, amen, his blessings are not a curse. Amen. He said, I'll give you eternal life.
Yes,
eternal life. Praise God. No wonder David danced. Woo! Hallelujah. I can't kick very high. Praise God. But I want you to know one thing. Praise God. I still feel the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in my soul and in my heart. Praise God. It's just as real as it was the night I got the Holy Ghost in 1970. Praise God. Amen. I don't know if I could do it. But the Lord moved on me one night in that revival. Brother Charles Stevens preached that revival. And a guy from Canada. They were both in Bible school then. And he was out on break. And Brother Willis somehow got a hold of them boys. I don't know how he come to know them. And got them to come preach. But somewhere down the line, the Lord, Brother Willis and son grabbed me. And we took off running around. And then he run over and grabbed me and put his arms around me. And we started skipping around the house. Whew. And all of a sudden, all I could see was smoke. I mean, it was the presence of God was so great. And I started to break, and he held on to me. And we took off down the middle of the church. And it was set up like this, three different sections. We went across the top of those pews, running. I don't know. They said my head was turned up and my eyes were shut. All I know is I felt the glory of God so strong. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what I felt, I want you to feel. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want God to direct you. I want God to lift you up. Hallelujah. I want you to dance because the Spirit of the Lord is here and in your life. Praise God. And he's lifting you up. Amen. When you need healing, he'll heal you. Praise God. When you need a financial blessing, he'll bless you financially. Amen. He'll give you what you need when you need it, not when you want it. Remember that. We dance, we run, we shout. Amen. Praise God. But there comes a time. Mountaintop experiences are not the norm. I mean, it happens, but that's not something you do every time. There's sometimes you're going to come to church and all you feel like doing is weeping before the Lord. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. It's just as good when you get up from that as it was on the mountaintop. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Just as good. Praise God. Don't let the devil tell you any different. He don't have no power. He can't promise you anything. He don't have nothing. God has it all. Amen. He'll keep you. He'll provide for you. He'll bless you. He'll heal you. He'll save you. It's a blessing, not a curse.
Amen.
Amen. Would you stand with me? Amen. I wonder if there's someone who wants a blessing today. I believe God done touched and healed in this service already, but it's not over. Amen. Don't think that just because someone got the healing or someone got a blessing, you can, because you can. Amen. For someone that wants the Holy Ghost here today, it's yours. God has never denied anyone that blessing. How do you know, Brother Miller? He said, because I came to seek and to save that which was lost. He paid the ultimate price. Amen. How many times have we heard somebody say, how much? They ask, how much God owed? And you say, this much. He gave us all. He gave us all. Amen. I want to ask you to come and pray. I know it's simple. God's word's not complicated. Living for God's not complicated. He's real.
Amen.
You may not be able to see him, but you can feel him. The person come to me one time and said, oh, Jesus is just a figment of your imagination. He's not real. I says, my friend, you come way too late to tell me that. Way too late. I invited someone to church one time, and we got to talking, and he said, well, I've never committed a mortal sin. Now, I don't really, I was young. It kind of stunned me for a minute. I said, God died for all sins. And I said, sin, and I sight of God. It ain't no little sin or big sin. It's all sin in the sight of God. But he'll forgive you all. Amen. Cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. Amen. I want you to think of the worst thing somebody has done to you. And I guarantee you, every one of us can think of somebody or something that's been done to you bad. Mankind nailed the Son of God to the cross. The Savior mocked him, plucked his beard, pressed a crown of thorns in his head, spit on him, thrust a spear in his side. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. For you and I, his blood washes whiter than snow. There is no sin stain when Jesus uses his blood and you allow him. Forgiveness opens the door to the heart of Christ. Amen. All you got to do is ask him to forgive you. Simple. Nothing complicated. Hey, I didn't come with no complicated message. Everything that I have said this morning, you have heard before, or a portion of it. I may have rearranged it a little bit different. But I'm going to tell you something. God is real. Salvation is the same thing it was since the day of Pentecost. It hasn't changed. I don't care what man says you got to do now. I don't care what denomination says you got to do now. But if you want salvation, you got to come by the way the word says. Repent and be baptized. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. I want you to pray. There is so much that God can do here. We have to do some things that God, he could do it, but he wants us to do it. Hey, when he called Lazarus forth, what did he ask mankind to do? Anybody remember? Roll back the stone. Then he called Lazarus forth. We always have something we have to do. Amen. We got to witness. We got to pray. We got to fast. We got to have a burden. Oh, God, brother, don't lay it on. Hey, you got to forgive your worst enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray that they disappear? No. Pray that God changes, gets a hold of them, fills them with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those things are kind of hard sometimes, but I'm going to tell you something. You'll see what it brings. Boy, when revival comes, woo-wee, you'll be right there in the midst of it. Amen. Praise God. And when somebody that you never thought would walk through those doors comes in and receives the Holy Ghost, you'll say, my God is real. Amen. Come on, church. Come on, church. Pray with me. Pray with me. Praise God.
Would you lift your hands in this place right now to the King? Amen. You ready to give it over to God? The battle's his. The victory's his. The promise is his. Lord, I thank you for your glory. I thank you for your goodness today. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We come to just crown you, love you back. for what you've done for us and who you are.
I know
my Redeemer lives. Come on, we know it.
I know
my Redeemer lives.
Let all of creation
testify. This life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Come on, acknowledge Him right now. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Have your will in my life. Have your will in my ways, oh God.
Let all of creation
testify. This life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer.
Testify,
this life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives. Sing it one more time. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer. Testify, this life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Would you worship Him right now? Lord, I thank You for taking care of me. I thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, God, for answering today my life's need. I thank You, God, for Your power to reach, God, where I can't reach and do what I can't do. God, I thank You for Your glory, Your power, Your mercy. Thank You today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to look at somebody and say, you belong to God. And if you got a problem, the problem belongs to God. I'll never forget, Sister Crosswhite and I were just young people, brother. We weren't even married yet. And I was at a minister's conference. We were engaged. And a man said, Brother Crosswhite, he said, I want you to come and preach for us this Sunday. And I said, well, you need, I need to talk to my pastor. And I said, you got to talk to her pastor, Brother Roach, in Breckenridge, Texas. And he said, I've already talked to him. He said, I want y'all to come. And just a young couple, God, and that started off just service, one service. Ended up being revival services. God opened the eyes of a blind boy. It was Brother Billy Moore, B. Moore, in Austin, Texas. We had people receive the Holy Ghost. His son came back. Tim had been backslid for years. Tim come back during that revival. Years later, Brother B. Moore was living in Eddy, Texas, out near Waco. And we had been to a funeral, brother. And the Lord spoke to me. I told my wife, I said, I need to find Brother Moore. He lives in this area. And I can remember calling and Sister Moore answered the phone. And I said, Sister Moore, this is Brother Crosswhite. I said, we're here. And I said, I just feel like I maybe need to come by. And she said, honey, she said, Brother Moore has shingles so bad, he's hurting. And she said, it was just a little bit ago that he said, I wish somebody would come here. He looked at her and he called her by her first name. He said, I wish somebody would come by here and pray for me. I can remember pulling in the driveway of that house and the little yard was about this high with weeds. And it just got a hold of my heart. But I walked in. When I opened that door, she grabbed a hold of me and Sister C. And I mean, she hugged us and he was sitting there and he said, I'm sorry, I can't get to where you're at. He said, I'm in such pain. And I remember reaching over there. And I hugged him like that. And he said, I'm hurting all over. And I can remember lifting his little hands up and saying, God, this man strengthened me when I was young. I ask you to strengthen him right now.